time now for the Tax and You radio show with UK Aga. Tax and You is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Welcome to the Tax and You radio show. Good morning. You're listening to your number one radio station. My name is Uke Oga. This program, Tax and You, is brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. This program is aimed at educating you, the citizen, on your fiscal responsibilities as a taxpayer, basically bringing tax matters closer to the people. Our conversation today is on an interesting topic, and that is on Unified Assessment Notice. Unified Assessment Notice. To learn more on Unified Assessment Notice, and now to introduce our guests for the Tax and You radio show today, we have the Sales and Business Development Team Lead, smartgov.crsg. We have Akwere Basse. Good morning, Mr. Basse. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, UK. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. We also have the Program Analyst from the ICT units of the CRIRS, Mr. Joseph Ekong. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Ekong. It's such a pleasure to have both of you here again. The last time you were here, we talked about the tax identification number 10. So having you both here at the same time discussing Unified Assessment Notice is something to really look forward to. But let's look at this Unified Assessment Notice. Let's break it down. First, what is Unified Assessment Notice? Or before we even get to the notice, Mr. Ekong, let's begin with Unified Assessments.
Okay, it's an automated invoice that holds details information on the taxpayer and about the tax item that is about to be paid for. And it contains the tax identification number, which is TIN, payment items, and payment code. This notice holds all the information that lets all cashier at the various banks to initiate the appropriate transaction.
I'm sorry, that sounded like a lot of legalese or a lot of tax authorities. Let's speak regular language, Mr. Echo. It is a piece of paper, a document, a soft copy? What exactly is it?
It's a bill. It's just like an invoice.
Okay.
You know, that carries all the payment
information.
Yes.
All right. So you have the name of the taxpayer.
Okay.
You have the TIN. Mm-hmm. You have the item that's about to be paid for, and you have how much it costs. Okay, so it's like a bill of sorts, right?
Okay, let's say I want to pay my rental income tax. Mm-hmm. The Unified Assessment Notice will carry my name,
exactly,
my tax identification number, which you spoke about last time you were on the show, my TIN, and
the item
rental
about
income.
Exactly, that's what it is, and how much.
And how much
you should pay? How much you should pay for it?
Okay.
Yes.
All
so
right.
That when you walk into a bank
with that bill,
the person who's processing that transaction is able to. In fact, you don't need to say anything to the person. Just go there and then give it to the cashier, and it is paid for. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So an assessment notice must be generated before payment can be made.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, correct. That's it.
This thing just works like you're generating an invoice with Remita. There's something called RRR. Now, that invoice carries all the description of what you are to pay. So in like manner, our bill works in that same light. Just like he has said, everything the taxpayer is to pay is there, from the TIN to the revenue item to the code and what the person has been assessed. All of that is in that single bill.
Okay. I have a lot of questions, but I hope I'll be able to put the questions out chronologically.
Okay.
But let's go. Let's start with who generates this assessment notice. Whose responsibility is it to generate it? Is it the taxpayer? Is it the tax authority? Who exactly?
It's the staff of the generating MDAs, revenue generating MDAs. These people are the ones that are supposed to generate these assessment notices. Although we as IRS, if that particular MDA does not have the capacity or the manpower, we can always come in and then do that for them. But all the staff for the generating MDAs, revenue generating MDAs, have been trained on this.
So they generate the assessment notice.
Yes.
And then the taxpayer takes that assessment notice
to the banks, exactly.
Makes payments. Afterwards, what?
Come back to IRS and then get an automated receipt.
Okay, so the IRS issues what? A handwritten receipt?
No.
computer-generated receipts.
Okay.
It's automated, and it nullifies the issues we used to have back in the day where, because it was handwritten, people will end up paying for their revenue items using another person's tin, you know, or pay for something completely different, you know. Now it's automated, and it means that there's no user input required.
Okay.
So when you go to the bank, you pay for exactly what is on your bill.
Mm-hmm. And you come back and you also get an automated receipt. From the...
Exactly.
So the margin of error is...
It's completely nullified.
Okay.
And again, the interesting part is that that receipt can be verified.
The receipt can be verified.
Exactly. There's a barcode that you could just scan and then see what you've paid for.
Okay.
Everything, yeah.
This is great.
What is there, hard copy, can be verified, and you see it in your phone, soft copy.
This is great, Mr. Ekong, but I also like to ask you, speaking of verification, right, is there any way one can authenticate the assessment notice even before payment?
Definitely, definitely. Yes, definitely you can. When you receive the hard copy of your assessment notice, it has, on the corner, it has a barcode, all right, and then any handheld device connected to the internet can scan that barcode, your phone, for instance. So you scan the barcode, and then it opens a window where you see the exact same thing you're seeing on your phone. And that's like a two-way verification, so that what is you're holding your hand matches what you see on your phone.
Okay.
And that's it.
And of course, if there's something that is not quite adding up, then you can go to the IRS
to complain. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about people who may not necessarily agree with the assessment notice given to them by the MDA.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then? Can it be queried?
Yeah, definitely you can query it.
How?
Yes. You walk into the tax office and then demand to see someone who's in charge of that, and then it's queried, and then both parties will come to an agreement and you can pay for them.
Okay, so it can be altered if it is found to be, you know...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's move on now to another part of this very important conversation. You've talked about the assessment notice from the point of generation, then the other end as well, after payment, you get a receipt from the tax authority, that's the CRIRS in this instance. What about the payment? Can one pay cash on receiving, you know, to an MDA, for instance, a generated MDA, on receiving this assessment notice? What are the channels of payment?
No, you should never pay cash to anybody.
Maybe you're busy in your office.
It's government money.
It
is government
money.
You cannot pay government money to anybody,
okay,
especially with cash, because there is no visibility. Nobody sees that payment, okay? And so the person you're paying to can decide to bury it. And then it's your word against their word, okay? So for the proper channels of payment, you can walk into any bank. All the commercial banks today in the state can receive payment from you, and a few microfinance banks as well. So any bank you walk into, any bank branch would receive payment on behalf of the government. Also, you can go online. You can go online to quickteller.com, all right? And you can pay your tax via quickteller.com. And
okay, so Cross River State Tax Authority is on Quickteller as well. That makes it easy. So from anywhere in the world as a Cross Riverian taxpayer,
as long as you have internet, you can pay.
You can pay your tax.
Definitely.
Just to be a bit specific on what Mr. Aquera said, you can pay your taxes online. I'm going to call out the link now so that...
Please go ahead, Mr.
Aquera. It's quickteller.com/CrossRiverMSA.
Cross River what now?
MSA.
Cross River MSA.
MSA.
Yes.
Okay.
Quickteller.com/CrossRiverMSA. You just go in there and then key in your team. Then look for the revenue item you have been assessed for, and then tap on it. Use your ATM card and make your payment. When you do that, you could just have a screenshot of the receipts from your phone. Then bring it to our office and show us, and we'll generate your automated receipts for you.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear that. The receipts could also be gotten from Quickteller, but wow, this is really automated. I mean, from the point of the unified assessment notice to the point of payment to the point of getting the receipt, everything is really automated. Okay, so this cuts out flying revenue or leaping revenue. That's another phrase I'll hear a lot from the tax man, flying revenue. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. This is the Tax and You Radio Show on your number one radio station. We're having a conversation on Unified Assessment Notice. Our guests in the studio this morning are Mr. Joseph Ekong and Aquere Basi. Mr. Joseph Ekong is a program analyst with the ICT unit of the IRS. And Mr. Kwere Bassey is sales and business development team lead, smartgov.crsg. Don't go away. Stay with us.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
This our crossing state, a beautiful land, oh. But this our state, if it's better, more and more, more and more. That one day our hands, yo. That one day your hands, yeah. Brother, day, sister, day. Everybody hands, make we pay our tax. Make we love the last, make we pay our tax. Make we take cross river to the mass. Better road, safety hospital, plus drinking water. Everything go day. Security, prosperity, plus electricity, better life, no be by lucky. Make we pay our tax, make we know we last, make we pay our tax, make we take cross river.
Let's all pay our taxes to develop our beautiful state. When we pay our taxes, things work better. Cross River Internal Revenue Service. It all starts with your tax. This message is brought to you by Cross River Internal Revenue Service.
Tax and You with UK Auger. Everything you need to know about your taxes.
Back, dear taxpayer. This is Till, the Tax and You radio show, brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS, on your number one radio station. My name is Uke Oga. I am the host of this program. It's been an interesting conversation learning about Unified Assessment Notice. Unified Assessment Notice, that is our topic for today's conversation. Our guests are still in the studio. We have Mr. Joseph Ekong, Program Analyst with ICT Unit of the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. Thank you for staying with us, Mr. Ekong. Here we also have Mr. Akwere Bassey, Sales and Business Development Team Lead, smartgov.crsg. Thank you for being here, Mr. Bassey.
Thank you, UK. Thank you very much.
It has been an eye-opener. It has been a learning experience. You've told us a lot about the assessment notice, the unified assessment notice. I'll talk about what it is, who's responsible for generating it, and how it can be authenticated. Mm-hmm. Then we moved on to how one can make payment. And you had said that one can go to any of the commercial banks. That's you, Mr. Ekwere Bassey.
That's
however,
right.
You know, this cash that you eschewed, you said, no cash, you must pay. The channel is online and bank. Are there any other channels that one can explore?
We have one more. You can walk up to any quick teller POS vendor, all right? Now, there are a lot of POS vendors everywhere around, uh-huh. Okay? But then you have the ones provided by InterSwitch, okay? Mm. So if you walk up to a vendor who has an InterSwitch-powered POS machine, right? Mm. Then you can pay your state tax through that route as well.
Okay.
Yes, they know what to do.
All right.
They've been trained.
So one has to be certain to go to a POS vendor that
yes.
is InterSwitch or Quick Teller powered.
Exactly.
Right.
That's it.
Do they have that?
That's it.
Well, that makes it easy. So wherever you are.
Right to your doorstep, right in front of you. So there's no excuse to say, I need to go to the bank. I don't have internet.
No,
just
even,
bring your money and come outside.
Not just the bank, Mr. Ekwere Bassey. There's the issue of, I don't live in an urban area.
Beautiful,
you know,
that's it.
These POS operators, can
exactly.
they help?
Exactly, so that's
areas?
Total coverage. No excuses.
So for all taxpayers who are listening to us right now, you're paying mm-hmm. tax in Cross River State.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse to be swindled by anyone.
Nobody.
Don't give your cash to anybody. Mm-hmm. You can pay.
Yes.
So let's walk through a hypothetical real-life situation, because I find that some people may not necessarily understand some of the theoretics that we've been talking about on the show. You're sitting in your business premise, and someone comes to you as a representative of an MDA,
mm-hmm.
what do you expect the person to say to you or show to you? What are the right questions to ask before taking action? What action should you take on that document that is brought to you by someone who claims to be a representative of a government agency?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. First of all, you ensure that the bill has your name on it.
Okay.
Yes, and also ensure that it has 18, and those the item listed there for you to pay is item that are related to the kind of business that you do. You get you cannot be maybe you run the filling station and somebody is bringing you tax that does not concerns filling
the station business,
yeah, business.
Okay.
So you just know that this one there is an error here. Good. Again, it's also to verify if that assessment is real, is from the office, which my colleague here has said there is a barcode which you could use your smartphone to scan it and then say that okay, this the information on the paper is what you have on your phone and we should carry your name. So when you are cleared on that, you can now make your payment, either going to any of the commercial banks or using your quick teller from the comfort of your home or through the POS.
Quick teller powered POS.
Yes, exactly, quick teller powered POS. However, if you are not okay with what you've been assessed with, you can also come to the office and then table your complaint. And of course, there are officers on ground to listen to your matter and then give you a soft landing.
Okay, so if you're okay with it, you after making the payment, you then take the receipt of that payment again to the IRS.
Yes.
And you'll be issued an automated
receipt. That's it.
All right. This process seems very straightforward and direct. So one should not necessarily have a lot of difficulty.
Not at all.
In accessing. So what feedback channels are available to people who would like to ask questions, know more, or even query their assessment notices? Do you have? Are you available to all Crossiverians?
Yes, very well.
How can they reach you?
Okay, so we have a helpline. I would like to call out the number so that. Yes, so to reach our help desk, it's 080-6627-6829. I'll take that again. 080-6627-6829. We also have other social media handles that they can reach us with.
Okay.
For example, the Facebook, www.crirs.ng, will take you directly to our Facebook page. And for Instagram, we have www.crirs.ng, will take you directly to our Instagram page. So with that, you can throw your question at us and be sure to get a response from us.
And of course, I know your website by heart now, www.crirs.ng. Right, Mr. Ekong?
Wow.
Thank you very I am a taxpayer after all. Thank you very much, Mr. Ekong. We've got to wrap the conversation here this morning, but is there anything you'd like to say to the listening public, even as we close the discussion on Unified Assessment Notice? I'll begin with Mr. Akwere Basi, who is the Sales and Business Development Team Lead, smartgov.crsg. Mr. Akwere Basi.
Okay, Yuke, thank you so much. Well, it's been nice talking to you and hopefully everybody who's listening out there today. All right, so go out there and pay your tax today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Basi. Mr. Ekong, is there something you'd like to say?
Okay, so Crossiverians, you've heard how easy it is to pay your tax. So please, pay your tax.
Thank you very much. This brings the conversation on Unified Assessment Notice to a head today on the Tax and You Radio Show. Thank you, Mr. Joseph Ekong and Akwere Basi. Thank you for being our guests.
Thank you so much, UK. Thanks
All
for
right.
having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you this is
us.
Still the Tax and You Radio Show. Don't go away. Coming up next is Dear Taxpayer.
Dear Taxpayer on the Tax and You Radio Show with UK Oga.
One time where we dey suffer leg waka go stream just to fetch water to take do everything for house. We go trek so dey all body go dey tire man pikin like mpa. The way the things go for this time, go say dey one day my own man as who call for break leg as he dey climb come out from stream. He dey before he come waka again come meet up in one target. But now all those things were been there happen that time na story because government don't answer our prayer. We go stay for house on tap and clean water when no get yama yama. Go they come out. Shh. You understand that? Now tutu tete. Bite to stream palaver. No more long waka up and down for water. No more yamayama sickness. And today, why all this is nothing? Because we get clean water. Government una do us well. E good to pay your tax. Pay your tax. Make better things happen.
You are listening to Tax and You with UK Olga on your radio.
I hope you enjoyed, dear taxpayer. As we wrap up the entire show today, I want you to remember that it all begins with your tax. This program was brought to you by the Cross River Internal Revenue Service, CRIRS. My name is Yuki Oga. Until next time, bye-bye.